toe. This is the path I'm on. Living life like a fantasy. I'm reaching for that pot of gold. Bring it all to reality. You know how the story goes. I know you can't see my worth, but it's wealth all in my soul. Now getting heavy in my pocket. Getting heavy in my pocket.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Cuts and Conversation. Who got in the chair today?
Rock Pam.
Sarah Pam. Come on, man. You gotta speak up, bro. We're talking to the world now.
Sarah Pam.
That's what's up, bro. So prior to the conversation, I asked him a question. I was like, you know, this typical conversation where you just kind of talk about what's going on in this crazy world of ours. And you was about to get into on your take on crazy stuff going on in the world. So continue, my brother.
Yeah, basically, you know, I don't really get into trying to listen to what's going on in the world. Basically, because it's just a lot of stuff get me worried, especially when you got kids and stuff, gets you start worrying and things, and really ain't trying to worry too much, even though you still need to know what's going on.
It's true. Just,
sometimes it's not worth it to know.
True.
Because sometimes it makes you overthink things that could happen to you, your kids, or things that you don't want to worry about in life. You know, a lot of all that shooting going on around town and things like that, but good things to know, but sometimes you just gotta let it go.
And that's sad, we gotta think like that too, bro. And like, we gotta kinda escape what's like, could be a local danger, just so we can be at peace on the rest of the crazy stuff that's going on.
Yeah. I mean, just like prime example, you know, down in my house, they found like a body about 2 years ago. You know,
a dead body?
Yeah, dead body.
Like, oh wow.
You know, I guess you could say like a couple blocks down the road, and you know, good area and stuff. But hey, you find a body near the house, start to think like, uh oh, what's going on?
Yeah, stuff getting a little serious now.
Yeah, it's
getting
close.
Like, what I need to do?
It's too close to home. You know, you gotta watch your kids, especially with the abduction going on around these times. You know, that's the thing, that's the most fear you gotta worry about the most, is especially kids' abduction, you know.
So what's that? So how many kids you got? Let everybody know how many kids you got.
You got four.
You got four kids. And like, in your neighborhood, man, I don't know about you, but like, in my neighborhood, I don't let my son go out the front yard. I don't let him ride his bike down up and down the street. I just don't. You know?
Yeah. Well, you know, I let my kids out, but when I let them out, though, I keep an eye out on them, especially with people driving crazy these days. You know?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, even though you're in the neighborhood, people still don't obey by the rules of the speed limit because they don't care about, you know, kids playing out in the yard, you know, especially, you know, riding bikes. You know, I'm one of them guys that I worry too much. Like, I think about the worst.
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely there. I'm there with you, man.
You know, it's like, back in the day, it was all right, but now these days, it's like, man, people don't give two shits about your kids riding bikes or anything like that. You know, sometimes if I'm out there, you know, if I see a car driving fast, you know, kind of like the old me had to come back out, and like, I stop and I see a car come down, I tell them straight up, like, they need to slow down. Like,
oh yeah, that's your neighborhood.
Yeah,
you know
it's
what I mean?
Like, I got kids, you
and
know.
And I don't blame you. Like, you know, I had an incident one time where like, I know where like, this guy was coming down the street, and he, you know what I'm saying, and he was going kind of fast. And I know at that time my son was getting out of school, but I also was looking out for the other kids, so I slowed him down. And I said, hey man, I don't mean no disrespect or nothing like that. I said, man, but you know, my son about to get off the bus, and you know, other kids. I said, you kind of going, it's a blind corner you about to go around.
Yeah.
I said, man, you're going pretty fast. Man, instead of him being saying, man, I apologize, my bad, whatever. This fool gonna tell me, hey, bro, I know how to drive, and drove off.
Yeah.
So, how, man, you know what kind of things went through my mind, what I wanted to do to that car the next time I seen it, man? And that's so hard. Like, I live in a community. Like this is the crazy world we live in today.
Yeah.
Back in the day, we would never talk to nobody like that, especially if we know we're wrong, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Sick.
I mean, and sometimes you gotta be careful who you talk to that way.
Yeah.
Or ask, you know, because, you know, people they don't want to fight. You know, they always want to shoot or do something. And about it is like, sometimes you got to be, especially the young cats.
And it was a young guy too. Yeah. So I didn't say too much. I could have let that, it could have went a whole different way. But yeah. I was like, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and let this guy be. I see what he got on his mind. So.
Yeah, the young cats these days, that's the people that people got to watch out for. It's like, you know, getting somebody, you know, to an older age that they understand. But them young cats, they ruthless. They don't care if it's daylight. They don't care how old you are. They'll take you out right there. And that's the thing that worries me because, you know, like I said, the world's crazy these days. And the young ones, they feel like they're entitled to something. And like I said, man, I always keep an eye on my kids, you know, especially when they're playing. You know, they're out in the front yard riding their bikes. You know, when they ride their bike, they don't ride around the neighborhood. They just ride on the street right in front of me where I can see them.
Yeah.
Because, you know, with four girls.
Oh, man.
You get, no, with three girls, I mean, I'm sorry. But you get worried.
Because, little man look up at you like. Yeah. he looked up like, wait a minute, I ain't no girl.
With three girls, man, you get worried, especially one that's, you know, almost, you know, 13 years old and looking like she's an adult.
Oh, man, this is crazy.
And, you know, especially, you know, I'm mixed with Cambodian, and, well, I'm Cambodian, my wife's white, so exotic kids looking like that to me.
Yeah, you got pretty kids.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's kind of hard, man. It's like every day they go to school, I'm thinking about what's going on, you know.
Just now, like, when you said something earlier, you said these kids feel entitled.
Yeah.
Man, bro, that is like one thing that drives me crazy about these kids today. And I, you know, and as much as we say stuff like that, entitlement, I look at stuff how I raise my son, the stuff that I give him. And we all got to do that, you know, mm-hmm. stuff that, you know, because we didn't have it, but at the time, that time was different back then.
Yeah.
But now you got this time now where, like, we don't have to treat our kids like we were growing up. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, like, it's not the same.
Nope.
So we end up giving our kids stuff and not realizing, like, damn, are we creating that entitlement that we hate so much that we see outside of our home? You know what I mean? Like, well, I've been doing a lot of self-checking, man, just to make sure I'm not one of them parents. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, the thing is, these kids, they feel entitled because they don't understand what we went through. You know, like me, you know, I'm Cambodian. My parents Cambodian. When they came here back in the war of, you know, the Cambodian Khmer Rouge, the Cambodian genocide, you know, my parents didn't have nothing. So I look at it as, and, you know, I don't get me wrong, I check myself too on it, but what I do for my kids, but what I came from, and I came from nothing. You know, my parents came here not knowing how to speak English, and they didn't know what to do or any of that. I'm lucky to be here, first of all. You know, my parents, you know, my dad started working at McDonald's, started buying bicycles downtown, you know, downtown Richmond, you know, just to get to work a couple miles away from home, just to work at McDonald's, making what, probably like $5 an hour at that time.
Yeah.
You know, not knowing English or anything like that, you know, especially signing papers and doing things like that. So, you know, I really didn't come up with nothing. You know, people had J's and all these stuff on for school, you know, nice name brand clothes. You know, they look at me like, yo, you know, I'm still rocking cheap stuff.
Yeah.
And things like that. But so what we do is for our kids is to let them have things that we didn't have.
Which, how you grew up, your kids don't have to experience that at all. So, you know what I'm saying? So you don't, the values that you got from your dad, from the way you came up to how you bring your kids up, it's gonna be a little bit different. Not by, you know what I'm saying? It's not like you don't have to instill that much value that your dad had to do because he had to come from a humbling experience. Yeah. But you know what I'm saying? But you still have it in you.
Yeah.
So therefore your kids won't be like the ones that we see out there that like we wanna punch in the face.
Yeah, exactly. You know?
It's crazy.
And that's one of the things that, you know, I try to teach my kids is like, hey, look, a lot of kids, they don't know the value of a dollar. And like, you know, my kids, they're greedy with their money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just teaching them the value of a dollar is really important with kids because And you got to teach them that while they're still young, because if not, they're just going to overrule you and try to, they think everything just comes falling down. But no, you know, as parents, we got to work for it.
Mm-hmm.
And with my kids, they understand because, you know, hey, they know I got to work for my money. And if they want something, they know who it's coming from. So if you don't teach your kids the value of a dollar, then they just think you can get them anything in the world.
Mm-hmm.
They got to understand how you're getting these things for them and why you're getting these things for them. You know, because with my kids, you know, like I said, I got to put my wife got to put me in check sometimes just to say, hey, look, you still got to give them things that they want, because you was raised a different way don't mean they can get raised the same way.
So that's pretty good. So your wife kind of keep you grounded.
Because, you know, like I said, I give them whatever my kids want, but they got to either work for it or earn it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's it. Ain't nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with making them or understanding the value in it.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, you said something earlier about your wife. You said your wife keep you grounded.
Yeah.
And I'm in an interracial relationship. Boy, I was struggling with that one.
Yeah.
I'm not saying anything about any race, but do you think the values that she has, do you think that's helping you now? You know, as far as like we can get in routine of the things that, you know, how we grew up, because we keep moving. Then we meet somebody different.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, oh man. But now this person you married. So now, like, do you see yourself still learning from your wife to this day? You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, there's plenty of things that, you know, I learned from my wife.
True that.
Her family, I'm not gonna say wealthy, but they worked hard to get where they came from. I mean, you know, my father-in-law, before he passed away, he taught me a lot in life too. You know, he taught me how to be humble. He made it to where he got on his own business for 30 something years.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, he was the most humblest guy, you know, never carried himself as he was better than anyone or anything like that, just because he owned his own business. He was always willing to help, you know, with my family. You know, hey, look, I look at it as my family has nothing compared to that, because, you know, we came from being broke, you know?
Yeah.
And just, you look at it and you sit there, you know, sometimes I even sit there and think to myself, like, man, my wife could have married somebody better than me, because sometimes I feel like, man, my family can't do nothing to help, you know, we're broke.
Yeah.
You know, and her family got money. I mean, there was a lot of things that was different, but we made it through, we fought through, you know.
Yeah.
And her family, you know, accept me for who I am, even though the stuff I did in the past and stuff like that, but
yeah,
all the stuff that I did, I mean, they accept me who I was, and they know that I was a hard worker, so that's what made, I think that's what the big deal was for them to accept me. You know, I didn't graduate school or, you know, got my GED or anything like that. It was just, hey, they knew I did what I did to support my family,
mm-hmm.
to keep a roof under their head, to keep food on the table. So I think that had a lot to deal with it. You know, when you go for being a different race, or you married to a different race or things like that, you know, a lot of parents look at that type of stuff. Like, is this guy worthy of my daughter?
Mm-hmm.
Is he a hardworking guy?
Is the values we instilled in her,
yeah,
is going to be diminished by the lack of values that this guy has?
Yeah.
You know, and that's, you know, that's,
you know,
that's normal stuff. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You think about your daughters. You know what I'm saying? The values you instill in your daughters. You don't want them to date nobody.
Nope.
You know what I'm saying? That's silly. You know what I mean? That's going to make stupid decisions or put them in harm's way. You know?
Yeah. And for fathers out there, you know, for real, if you want your daughter to have somebody nice, you be that good man and good dad to teach them.
Show them. Be that example.
Yep, because I tell my daughter every single day, if you can't find a man that work hard like me, you don't need to be with them.
Yep.
I tell them that every day. I mean, you know, teach your daughters to be independent. Don't let them depend on people. That's one thing that I try to teach my kid, instill in my kids, because that is very important to me.
And that's crazy, bro? It's like, that is one thing that kind of checked me when I got with my fiance now. It's like, you know, she had a daughter.
Yeah.
And I want her, when she started, you know, that before she was like 12, 13. You know, I wanted to be that example of a guy that she looked for when she go, you know, when she started having a boyfriend or whatever, you know, that book.
Even for your son, you know, like my son, he's 5 years old. You know, you don't see this too often with 5-year-old kids, you know. If he's walking into the store, we walking into the store, and there's a lady in front of him, he needs to open that door for that lady.
He knows that already.
Knows. Yep, what to do.
Nice.
And, you know, that's being a gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
Teach them when they're young. You don't see that too often.
It's going away slowly.
Yeah.
Not slowly. It's going away fast.
Yep.
Boom, brother. That's you right there, homie.
Yes, sir.
You crispy, man.
Yeah, man.
That's what's up. So, man, thank you for conversing with me on Cuts and Conversations. Thank y'all for tuning in. You want to get a haircut too, man? Until next time.
Yes.